This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A break now as we approach the end of the program for bubble tea. Take chewy balls of tapioca, throw them in some tea, and boom, it's a $400 million a year industry here, $3 billion globally, and it is growing. Today, the origin story. Marketplace's Jennifer Pack takes us to Taiwan.
At the Chun Shui Tang Tea House in central Taiwan, the perfect cup of bubble tea is boiled down to a science. A staff fills a tall glass with black tapioca balls 2 inches up from the bottom. Then into a shaker, 1 inch of ice, no more, plus tea and cane syrup. Shake until there's a foamy layer, about a centimeter thick. The tea house has been serving bubble tea since the 1980s. The founder, Liu Hanjie, was inspired after a trip to Japan, says his daughter and the tea house chain's managing director, Angela Liu. In Japan, he saw iced coffee, so he thought, why not iced tea? Up until that point, tea was consumed only plain and hot in Taiwan. So this sweet, chewy tea was initially seen as a betrayal by tea lovers, says Angela Liu. Among them, her grandfather.
They think we are ruining the tradition of tea. You are a tea master. How can you sell tea like this? Adding ice, adding sugar? Are you insulting the tea? And so my grandpa, he didn't talk to my dad for 3 years.
All was forgiven once the business took off. But her father isn't taking all the credit. It was a Chun Shui Tang employee who combined the iced tea with her favorite Taiwanese dessert, tapioca balls. Again, Angela Liu.
This looked like black pearl. So at that time, we called it pearl mix tea.
Another company, Hanlin Tea House in southern Taiwan, claims it invented bubble tea around the same time. Local news reports say the dispute got so heated, the two firms went to court. After a decade plus, a judge decided in 2019 that bubble tea isn't something you can place a patent on.
Personally, I would say thank God it was not successful, because right now you can see a lot of varieties of the bubble tea shops in Taiwan.
That's Po Yi Hung, further north in Taipei City. He's a geography professor at the National Taiwan University. He studies political ecology and the food trade.
Can I call you Professor Bubble Tea?
Okay, well, of course.
Professor Bubble Tea says the chewy drink was created during Taiwan's economic boom, when its economy was on a tear along with Hong Kong, Singapore, and South Korea.
A lot of, for example, industry, labor-intensive industry, they moved to Taiwan to build up the factories and made Taiwanese people to get more money.
Eventually, the Taiwanese became wealthy enough that their children no longer wanted to work in factories. And when Taiwanese manufacturers went abroad, bubble tea shops followed, first to Hong Kong, then mainland China.
Then, the 2000s, the power of globalization. A lot of bubble tea shops then actually tried to be more internationalized.
Taiwanese bubble tea chains set up in Southeast Asia, Europe, and the U.S., initially in Chinatowns, but now outside too. As for the Chun Shui Tang Tea House, it's been slow at expansion compared to other tea chains. Its subsidiary, TPT, has 25 locations in the U.S., but they're only for takeout. While this tea house is spacious with light wooden furniture and shapes of teapots decorating the walls, again, managing director Angela Liu.
We want to have a tea house around the world like this, but this is not easy to do.
Maybe one day, she says, Chun Shui Tang could be the Starbucks of tea around the world. In Taichung City, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
I don't know how David Brancaccio and the gang on the morning show feel about bubble tea. Yours truly, not a fan, in case you hadn't guessed. But I do listen to what David and the crew do every single morning on the Marketplace Morning Report. You should check it out.